Hello and welcome to another edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast. My name is Jerry Hillis and I'm the editor of globalgovernmentventuring.com and globaluniversityventuring.com, and I will be bringing you the week's biggest news from the government, university and corporate venturing worlds. And if you are missing my co-host, editor-in-chief James Mawson, he's been in Brazil and New York last week for a range of conferences, and he's written several comments about the Corporate Venture in Brazil 2016 conference and what that was like, and I highly recommend checking those articles out on globalcorporateventuring.com. Now, let's get started on news, beginning with investments. The Chinese personal finance management platform U51 has raised $310 million in its Series C round less than a month ago, but it's already added another $84 million from retail group Intime Commercial and asset manager Harvest Global Investments. U51, which was backed by JD.com and its Series B stage, plans to now move into strategic investments and acquisitions. A similarly impressive sum came from NBC Universal, which invested $200 million in BuzzFeed last year in a deal that valued it at $1.5 billion post-money. And it's now returned to add another $200 million at that same valuation. The initial investment made BuzzFeed part of a CVC portfolio already containing online media properties such as Vox Media and Now This. And NBC Universal's expertise is sure to be harnessed as BuzzFeed looks to extend its video offering. Meanwhile, Unity Biotechnology, which is working on therapies for diseases related to aging, such as osteoarthritis, glaucoma, and kidney disease, has closed a $116 million Series B round featuring Wuxi PharmaTech and Mayo Clinic, the latter investing through its Mayo Clinic Ventures unit. Both corporates had already taken part in Unity's Series A round last year. And at the Intel Capital Global Summit, the CVC unit announced $38 million of investments in 12 startups across the US, Canada, China, and France. Areas spanned by the deals include robotics, VR, data analysis, and IoT, and Intel Capital President Wendell Brooks described them as helping to advance the prospect of the world as a smart and connected place where billions of devices will be made even smarter by intelligence in the cloud. One of those 12 deals was a $33.5 million Series D round by self-service business information platform developer Paxata, which Intel Capital led, taking the company's total funding to $62 million. The round was also backed by fellow CVC units Microsoft Ventures, Cisco Investments, and Deutsche Telekom Capital Partners, as well as Singaporean state-owned Economic Development Board. And then we had Rokit, the developer of an AI-equipped smart home device that can be operated by a user's voice or physical gestures, which has raised $65 million in a Series B round co-led by IDG Capital Partners, which was also among the investors in a $20 million round in 2015. The company launched its product in China in April, and it now plans to release it in the US early next year. In Europe, meanwhile, Genomics Medicine Ireland, which is developing a genomics research platform based on work by Amgen subsidiary Decode Genetics, has raised $40 million in a GV-backed Series A round that reportedly follows a $10 million round in early 2015. The Ireland Strategic Investment Fund, an $8 billion vehicle owned by the Irish government, also took part, and GMI will use the funding to build out a genomics research hub in Dublin. It aims to staff with 150 people. Then we also had Emulate, which is a Harvard spin-out developing organs-on-chips technology, that has added $17 million to a Series B round that now totals $45 million. The round's first close included Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and LabCorp, and the extra funding was supplied by undisclosed new investors. The round brought Emulate's disclosed VC funding to $57 million, added to roughly $40 million in grant money that it has raised since it was founded in 2013. Another spin-out that hit a big last week was Precision Biopsy, a biotech spin-out of Colorado University that expanded its Series A round to $38.6 million, following a $5 million extension supplied by investment firm Woodford Investment Management. Woodford also led the initial $33.6 million Series A close back in October last year. Commercialization firm Allied Minds, which helped establish Precision Biopsy, also contributed to that first tranche. Precision Biopsy is working on technology that relies on spectral analysis to provide real-time in vivo classification of tissue. The product, called ClariCor Optical Biopsy System, requires up to 90% fewer core samples and is initially aimed at prostate biopsies. And finally, deep learning technology startup Clarify, which is a spin-out of New York University, has received $30 million in a Series B round co-led by Qualcomm Ventures that will help it expand engineering, business, and research teams. Qualcomm had previously taken part in Clarify's seed and Series A rounds, both of which featured fellow CVC units GV and Nvidia Ventures. Now, of course, to get all those investments going, you need funds, and we've had a few new ones of those as well, starting with US-headquartered property consulting firm Jones Lang LaSalle, which has established a corporate venturing vehicle in India that will invest in real estate technology startups. The unit, JLL India Real Estate Technology Ventures, is being overseen by the firm's local subsidiary, JLL India, and is headed by Anush Nangpal as CEO. Technologies the unit will fund include property management software, geographic information systems, visualization and augmented reality, AI, sustainable energy, water efficiency, smart buildings and city applications, data analytics, home automation, and IoT. So quite a wide range there. And then we have Russia-based textbook publisher Prosvezhnye, which has agreed to launch an education technology accelerator with the Russian government's Internet Initiatives Development Fund, or FRII. Prosvezhnye expected to invest up to $48 million in startups through the fund, while the $200 million FRII, established in Russia in 2013, will commit up to $8 million and select the participating startups. Technologies targeted by the accelerator include online course provision and education-focused robotics, virtual reality, and augmented reality. Across the world, over in Canada, the provincial government of Nova Scotia has recapitalized its Nova Scotia First Fund with a total of $40 million. That's made up of $28 million of fresh funding and $11 million coming from a clean tech fund that expired earlier this year. The fund aims to bring the VC ecosystem in the Canadian province up to par with that of the remainder of Canada and the US. On the university end, we've had quite a mammoth project that's been unveiled by MIT, specifically L. Raphael Rafe, the president of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has announced the creation of The Engine, a new incubator that will provide funding initially through a vehicle with a target size of $150 million. MIT is putting $25 million of its own money into that fund. But more impressive is the scale of that venture. The university aims to attract several hundred million dollars in support, perhaps even outdoing Oxford University's $390 million Oxford Sciences Innovation. The engine's stated mission is to drive commercialization efforts of research-intensive innovations that have to date not been able to secure the necessary support and resources. And if you want to hear more about that, and it's a really interesting endeavor, I have written a big deal piece that you can find on globaluniversityventuring.com where I look at the initiative in more detail. So do go take a look at that. And moving on to exits. Less than 5 months after it was spun out of Roivant Sciences, women's health specialist Myovant Sciences has achieved the year's biggest biotech IPO so far, raising $218 million. The offering included a $30 million investment by Pfizer and $32 million of additional shares acquired by Takeda, which licensed the drug candidates Myovant is developing. That wasn't the only healthcare IPO. Ra Pharmaceuticals, developer of a blood disorder treatment, has raised almost $92 million in a Nasdaq flotation that saw it float in the middle of its range, Novo, Novartis, and Amgen are among the company's shareholders, having contributed to the Series A and B rounds that totaled $85.5 million. Internet group Tencent and healthcare system Intermountain Healthcare, meanwhile, have exited US-based genomics software developer Chute Genomics in an acquisition by genomic analysis company Purion DX, which paid an undisclosed amount. And similarly, cybersecurity company Proofpoint has agreed to acquire US-based cloud security platform FireLayers for $55 million in total, offering an exit to content delivery network operator Akamai Technologies. Proofpoint will pay approximately $46 million in cash, with the remainder provided in stock subject to continued vesting. And that transaction is expected to close by the end of 2016, which is getting frighteningly close. iFluence, a eye movement tracking technology developer backed by corporates such as Intel, was acquired by internet technology provider Google. The deal provided an exit to Intel's corporate venturing arm, Intel Capital, as well as Motorola Solutions Venture Capital, the investment arm of telecoms equipment manufacturer Motorola Solutions, and NHN Investment, the VC firm owned by internet company Naver, which is perhaps best known for the Messenger Line. And finally, Stanford University spin-out iRhythm Technologies, a developer of arrhythmia diagnostics technology, went public on NASDAQ in an initial public offering that valued the company at $107 million. iRhythm was spun out of the Stanford Byers Center for Biodesign in 2006, becoming the seventh project to do so. And with that, we have reached our final topic, people. And we have two this week. First off, Scott Coleman, former general manager of technology company Microsoft's Accelerator Network Startup Growth Partners, which at the time was known as Microsoft Ventures, has joined venture capital firm Ignition Partners. Coleman will serve as a business development partner at the firm's recently opened Los Altos office, and he will be responsible for identifying technical and go-to-market opportunities and driving strategic partnerships. And finally, Baoshi Nguyen has joined IDG Ventures, the corporate venturing arm of US-headquartered IT media firm International Data Group, as Vice President of Marketing. Nguyen actually moved from recruitment platform Simply Hired, where she had held the same position in an interim capacity, to IDG Ventures in August, but it was only reported now. And with that, you are again, mostly, all caught up on the week's biggest news. Of course, as always, there is much more to find on globalcorporateventuring.com, globaluniversityventuring.com, and globalgovernmentventuring.com. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, do email me at thelesatmawsonia.com. That's thelesatmawsonia.com. Leave us a review on iTunes or anywhere else that you listen to this podcast. And tune in again next week for another edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast, brought to you by Mawsonia Limited. I wish you a productive week. Goodbye.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In-Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.